Well, Iran has been hit hard by the coronavirus, but the process of reopening is well underway. Religious shrines, mosques, even restaurants and cafes are once again welcoming visitors as long as they observe social distancing and other rules. NPR's Peter Kenyon has been calling Iranians to ask them what they expect going forward.
Mitra and Amir are a married couple in their early 30s living in northern Iran. Like all the people who agreed to be interviewed for this story, they asked that their last names and precise location not be used, for fear of retribution for speaking by WhatsApp to Western media. Mitra says in their area, the reopening appears to be all but complete.
All the shops, restaurants, and offices are opened. More or less, 90% of normal business life is back.
As to whether they agree with the timing of the government's decision to reopen, Mitra says as far as she's concerned, the government in Tehran is barely relevant, including during emergencies. While Tehran has issued guidelines generally in line with those of the World Health Organization, she says many private sector companies closed well before the government ordered it and will reopen when they think it's safe. Amir agrees with that assessment. The government makes a lot of decisions, he says, most of them for show. The government, he adds, has fallen behind its own people in the intelligence and speed of its actions. For his part, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said recently, in comments posted to the internet, that while he values health professionals, it's important to also consult religious experts on the question of reopening mosques and holy shrines. I do not have a suggestion on the topic. I respect the council's expert view, he said, before adding, but I do have advice. This topic should be given to those who deeply understand the importance of prayers and spirituality. Other Iranians agreed to provide comments if their voice isn't used. Nusheen, a woman in South Iran, says on the positive side, testing frequency and accuracy seem to be improving. On the other hand, she says, protective equipment is in short supply, with many people not even able to get proper masks. She adds that even though sanctions don't apply to medical supplies, it's hard for Iranian companies to access them, and those that do tend to have ties to the government. But as far as 33-year-old Amir is concerned, this is just the latest example of a government attempting to lead a population that has long since lost faith in its abilities. He says the official line, blaming the poor response to the coronavirus pandemic on American sanctions, has long since worn thin. Obviously, a government under sanctions will have trouble with a pandemic, he says. But having said that, I think if 100% of the sanctions were lifted at the start, Iran's performance might have been about 2% better. In Tehran, a schoolteacher named Amir Hussein says he's sympathetic with the government's desire to salvage some kind of economic activity. But as a result, he fully expects a cycle of reopenings, resurgence of the virus, and more closings to kick in over the coming months. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.